Temples, Tombs, and Hieroglyphs, A Popular History of Ancient Egypt by Barbara Mertz. Narrated by Lorna Raver. Copyright 1964-1978 by Barbara Mertz. Copyright 2007 by MPM Manor Incorporated. This unabridged audiobook is published by arrangement with Barbara Mertz and the Dominic Abel Literary Agency, Incorporated, and was produced in the year 2007 by Tantor Media, Incorporated, which holds the copyright there, too. Chapter 1. The Two Lands. Geb the Hunter. One bright summer afternoon in the year 5263 B.C., a man stood on the cliffs high above the Nile Valley. He was slightly built and only a few inches over 5 feet in height. His brown body was naked except for a kilt of tanned hide, but he held himself proudly, for he was a tall man among his people and a leader of men. The people he led clustered about him, women peering timidly out from a tangle of black hair, hushing the children in their arms, men bearing their weapons, bow and arrow and stone axe. The wind blew hot behind them. They had turned their backs on the desert. Once it had not been desert. Once, in the time of their ancestors, there had been water and green growing things and animals to kill for food. Now the god had withdrawn his hand from their homeland, and so they looked with bright, apprehensive eyes into the new land below, a green slash of life cutting through the growing desolation all around. The leader's keen vision saw the gleam of water and the flicker of birds' wings. His hunter's ears caught the far-off bellow of a hippopotamus. There was food.